Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Red Kingdom. Welcome to the Red
35-yard attempt. Kingdom. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. There's lots, and one of those misses a 60-yarder to end the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper. Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt! Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal!
Se viene el bateador Lutz de parte de los Broncos, el número 3. Se acomoda hacia adelante, la patada. ¡Eh! ¡Bloqueo! ¡El bloqueo, Herald! Se bloquea esta jugada y Kansas City se lleva la victoria del día de hoy. ¡Hay bloqueo! ¡Los Broncos la fallan! ¡Los Broncos no pueden hacerla! ¡Y los Kansas City Chiefs se llevan la victoria cuando esperábamos un gol de campo! ¡Kansas City y tapa este ovoide y se llevan la victoria por 2 puntos! Kansas City se mantiene invicto en la temporada 2024, Hannah.
And good morning. Pump it up, Mac.
Strange music.
That's right. Oh, it couldn't happen to a better team. Couldn't happen at a better moment. Just when you think you got it. The life is sucked away from you by the Kansas City Chiefs, who are victorious yesterday, 14-16. I normally say that in the reverse order. Pretty jacked up this morning because, well, I'll give you some more audio.
Will Lutz backs up, takes 2 steps to the side, says he's ready. An attempt of 35 yards for the win. Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is blocked.
Ah, you love to hear that.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know what to say. I really am at a loss for words. 35-yard field goal blocked with 1 second to go, and Kansas City is going to get out of here with a 16-14 win over the Broncos.
Kick to win it. Chiefs have won! The Chiefs have won!
Oh, that's great. That's
I had a good time yesterday at the game. Did you guys? That was awesome.
I mean, I feel like brioche of the weekend should just all be a blocked kick.
I was going to text you guys last night and say everybody's brioche this weekend is the kick getting blocked at a different call from the game yesterday.
I mean,
wow, baby. Wow. Wow.
I don't, I think this is where I think this show speaks so much volume to everybody out there, right? Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey, all with you here on 96.5 The Fan, your home.
Got my tea.
Yeah, you sound like you had a pack of cigs yesterday.
I guess I lost my voice at the game yesterday. I can't imagine why, you know.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, how you doing this morning, man? Get your 16 cents at Hy-Vee today because the Chiefs scored 16 yesterday. No, I mean, it was – I just don't have the words for what –
What was Ben's reaction? Because you were next to Ben Maller, who's in L.A. He's in town. We did the meet and greet Saturday. Shout out to the Landing Liberty. Great turnout to everybody that came out. You can't script this, which is hilarious because we try to.
Right.
To bring a friend in who's never been to, ever been to Arrowhead.
Never, ever.
And I hope he never comes back because you can't top. That's no, like a hole-in-one your first time playing golf. Yeah,
they're coming back. They can't wait to come back now, right? After that.
Playoffs, Ben.
So we were just kind of sitting there. It's the last second. And you know, everybody's kind of standing and trying to figure out what the hell's going to go on. And
you're texting Tony, the driver.
Yeah, right. Like, get ready, Ralph. Let's get the hell out of here, right, type of thing. And so we've got the kick and everything's lined up, and there are some losers leaving the stadium. I will say that if you left the game yesterday before it was over, you suck. I'm just flat out, you suck. Okay, because this is a team. If you haven't learned right now that this team is always going to find a way to win, and you left that game early. Yes, it was a noon game. There's no excuse to leave that game early. People left that game early once they got like inside the 30-yard line, and it looked like it was going to be, you know, a game-winning field goal. And when you play for a game-winning field goal, Sean Payton, see what happens, right? F around and find out. Because right before the kick, Josh texts me, Kling, and he goes, this is going to doink off the upright. Well, he was close.
Upright of Leo Chenault's arm.
Yeah, Leo Chenault's arm. And so we're sitting there in the back of the end zone, kind of in the middle level. And Ben's sitting behind me, and I'm standing in front, kind of like being this like cheerleader or whatever, like just standing there like this. You can see on the feed. And the kick misses, and I lost my mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I lost my effing mind.
You and 70,000 others.
I mean, it was like the best feeling leaving a regular season game that I've ever had at that stadium.
Oh,
and I mean, I can't think of a better regular season. Again, regular season game. We're not going to say this is Super Bowl playoffs, anything like that. But I mean, leaving that game yesterday, the energy, dude, was palpable. And you know, we're celebrating. I'm hugging people I never met before. That's the best part about sports, right?
That's an outlier for you. Like, normally you'd be like, don't touch me. And you're over here.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah. No, I'm hugging. Yeah. Like, I don't know who people are. We're high-fiving. People are chanting my name as we're walking down out of the game. Like, it was like, and Ben looks at me and he goes, the pure joy on your face is just unbelievable. He goes, this was the best thing ever. He goes, to see you react the way that you did was just unbelievable. He was going nuts. His wife was going nuts. Everybody was going crazy because nobody had seen anything like that before. It was wild.
To go back, God, I can't believe you hit puberty yesterday. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you very much. I got hair under my armpits and everything, man. It's awesome.
You Mac.
Mac hasn't hit puberty yet. We can talk about that. But
he's got a lot of cougars after him.
Yeah, he really does.
God, you are a mousetrap for cougars. My God, you're a great wingman. I'll tell you what, that sour cream lady. Anyways,
you interested in Emily?
No, I gotta be professional. But if there were a moment,
hey, Emily's listening right now. So, Dusty's interested.
That's not true. I'm professional. Also, go to the Westin anytime too. Anyways, don't spit that water out, Mac. No,
Tammy, Dusty's interested.
Thanks, Samir. No, I think that to go back to what you were saying, and I know there's some of you here that probably do remember this, but that sort of feeling of yesterday, and maybe I'm missing one. You know, that game, Alex Smith let him back.
Yeah,
against the Chargers.
That's game, there. Yeah, right.
Right. When you saw his picture go viral where he like flexed and you saw like how, you know, jacked of a guy Alex Smith was.
Yeah.
You go backwards from that. And because you have to think about it, right? Like this game, not playoffs, take the playoff Super Bowls, all that away. But the game that it really reminded me of where you just really had a low percentage of winning, because I bet the Broncos at that point had a 98% chance of winning.
I think it was 99% chance of winning is what they were saying as we were walking out.
And I know you won't, because they do this in the comeback with the Boston documentary. You need to watch it. It's great.
No chance.
It's awesome.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And anyways, but they do that throughout Boston's history. Like they bring up the 86 World Series where they're like, they had a 96% chance to win. And then it goes Gary Carter base hit 91. Next guy gets up 88. And then it's like, you know, when Buckner's play is coming and it's like 84% down to 56. And then it's just like zero. And the other one that makes me think of it is that Cleveland Browns game. Do you remember when
Dwayne Rudd with the helmet?
And I'm thinking because there's a fumble and then
John Tate's like running down the field with the ball.
That's when my dad let me know that the game can't end on a defensive penalty.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, does the play still count that he had the run? And he's like, oh, yeah.
And then there 15. Was a penalty after
he's
that.
He's like, it's 15 on top of because Dwayne Rudd threw his helmet. Right. And
what an idiot.
All of a sudden, 47-year-old ass Morton Anderson goes out there and parks it. And that was the start of the 8-0 season when they would eventually lose to Cincinnati and lose the undefeated record.
Yeah.
But they would go on. I believe that was the end.
I'm trying to think if that was the same year. That
I think it was.
I can't remember, but it was obviously Vermilier. It was definitely Morton Anderson. Mm-hmm. It was definitely Dwayne Rudd. It was definitely John Tate. So it was either 01, 02, or 03.
Yeah, because it was, right I know there, it was right? Trent Green.
Yeah, it was definitely Trent Green and all that kind of stuff. But was that the same game that some dude got hit in the eye with the penalty flag? And then,
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I just know that that game felt a lot like this game, where like my roommate and I are standing there, and he's like, damn it, they're going to get the ball, they're going to take it down, they're going to kick the field goal. And I was like, so you're saying it's over?
Right.
And he's like, well, I mean, all they got to do is kick a 25-yard field goal. I'm not kidding, you guys. I'm not kidding. I almost became a one-man household because as soon as he kicked it, I pancaked him into the couch.
Yeah.
Like, I lifted him up and threw him down. And I was like, are you kidding me? And then my FaceTime goes off. Like, 5 minutes later, it's Bob and Ben. And I literally, Stone Cold Steve Austin, chugged the beer and then looked directly at both of them and spit it into my camera.
Yeah.
And Bob looks at me and chugs a fireball shot and just goes, where's the effing Tylenol? I'll see you tomorrow morning. Yeah. And hung up the phone. And I mean, I'm wearing, like, all the Chiefs songs you can think of on one of those construction style speakers, so you know it's loud.
Yep.
And my neighbors are doing the whole like peeking their head out, but because the Chiefs won the way that they won and how they won, it was accepted. And I don't think I'm calmed down yet from yesterday's excitement.
I couldn't come down last night, dude.
I really couldn't.
Yeah, like I could not come down at all last night.
No.
My friend Gene Watson FaceTimed me yesterday after the game.
Watson.
And he goes, this is unbelievable to watch the way that these teams win. And he goes, and I've never seen you this drunk. I said, yeah, especially on a Sunday, right? Like, I don't drink Sunday through Thursday, but by God, I was slamming Fireball on the bus ride home yesterday and getting after it because I still, like, the adrenaline is still going. I can't explain to anybody, if you weren't leaving the stadium with that, just that feeling of like, this is why we love sports.
Yep.
This is why we love sports, because you're hugging strangers, you're celebrating your team, everybody's happy, loving life. Ralph got a big bag of Topsy's popcorn that they wanted to get rid of. I don't know if Taylor Swift was inside the bag or not, but I mean, it was just an incredible, incredible day, and it goes down as my favorite regular season game ever. And I will say this, those other two games that you mentioned, clearly not as much on the line as what was on the line yesterday, too. Going to 9-0, staying in sole possession of that first place, you know, record, keeping the undefeated season alive, and now you're getting ready for Buffalo, and now you're getting ready for arguably the biggest regular season game of the year, the one that's going to matter the most when it comes to all this stuff at the end of the year. And the Kansas City Chiefs right now, I hope they feel invincible and they're on cloud nine, because as I text people, like, the only thing I could text people last night was holy bleep, oh my God, F this, holy bleep, like, it was effing amazing. Like, I just, like, I'm still riding high. I lost my voice. I got drunk on a Sunday. Like, this is wild, man. Like, these are the moments. These are the moments that you look at and you go back and you go, this was when you knew it was going to be that undefeated season. This was the moment that you saw it all come together out there, because they had like a 1% chance of blocking that kick. I think, and we'll get through the numbers, there's been, like, since 1994 in that type of situation, only 6 field goals have ever been blocked. I mean, oh God, what a game yesterday, man. I am just still exhausted, wiped out, and like fired the hell up. Let's go on a Monday.
I don't care that we have to go to a break, man.
I don't either.
I want to know.
Where's the Tylenol?
The boss can shove it on a break right here. I want to know what your perspective was, because you were there too. You're with your brother. you've got people around you.
He was with Wesley yesterday.
Yeah, one of my good friends. Oh, yeah, Wesley. Okay. Should be a brother. Yeah, practically. Yeah, yeah.
Brother. And what's your POV?
Dude, it was electric. Yeah, anyone leaving, Bob, can suck it.
That
was
ridiculous.
People are walking, walking past me, and Wesley, like, what?
Where
are you
going?
Kidding me? I don't care that this game feels like it's over. It's never over,
it's
dude.
It's never over.
It was the best. Yeah, hugging random people, screaming at everyone. Yeah. We're running down the concourse. People are watching the blocked field goal on their phones as me and Wesley are running down screaming, like, wait, what?
Yeah.
It was incredible.
How
it was
many times did you watch it yesterday? If it's under 20, right? Like,
exactly,
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
I just
get
over and over and over and over and over again. I mean, it was just, wow.
It was electric.
I mean, yeah, I had awesome. So many tweets from people asking for cigarettes and all that kind of stuff.
Like, I smoked them all.
It does. I can't. I don't think I've lost my voice at a game since I was a kid. I mean,
those games make you feel like a kid.
They really do, man. They really do. Like that yesterday. That's why we love it. It's why we love sports. It's why we do what we do. It's why we got into this business. It's why you guys are paying attention to us and listening and joining the parties, because we love it and it brings everybody together. Yesterday was just so much fun. Everybody was happy. Everybody was in a great mood, and then everybody left with a great win. Like, it couldn't have been perfect weather.
We're all going to get laid.
Yeah, I mean,
that's all I thought about after that is the Rodney Dangerfield quote from Jack, Caddyshack.
Yeah.
Wait, everybody's going to get laid.
We're all going to get laid.
I'm all right.
And maybe people did yesterday in the parking lot. I don't know, but my God, I mean, if you can't create it, we burned a Bronco before the game in the parking lot.
Awesome. That was so great.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look out for PETA coming your guys.
Ah, screw them too. I just tell you, man, what a day. Just what a day.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.